11:08 on RSN Breakfast Show with Michael Christian and Mick McGowan, looking for a top in Melbourne today of 25 degrees. A possible morning thundery shower. Currently 18 degrees in town. We're talking to our next guest to set tongues a wagging on Friday night with his performance for the Magpies against Geelong, the 211-centimetre Mason Cox. He's with us. Mason, thanks for joining us and congratulations on your performance last Friday.
Thanks, buddy, and thanks for having me.
It's an opportunity for you because you've been playing in the VFL for Collingwood, learning the game of AFL football, and you finally got a chance to show your talents. You must have been rapt with how you played.
Yeah, it was a pretty good run out and good conditions. And, it's just a year of work, finally getting able to be on the big show and kind of show the talent.
Mason, give us an insight how difficult it has been for you considering you've come from a non-AFL background.
Obviously it's been kind of starting from scratch at this point, and put a lot of effort into it last year and came in early, and at the end of, it was almost two seasons ago now, came in at the end of the year. Spent all off season here, so I was doing footy for almost a year and 2 months straight last year, so I put a lot of effort in just to come in on the days off and whatnot, and then doing film and whatnot. And, it wasn't easy, but hopefully everything kind of pays off, and we'll see where it goes.
Has it been harder than you thought?
I knew it was going to be pretty tough, probably a bit harder. I didn't think I'd probably miss friends and family as much back home, but as far as the footy sense and stuff, the club's doing really well as far as getting me around the boys and making sure I feel at home, so that's definitely helped out.
Mason, I want you to take us back to your original decision. It's gutsy. What made it?
I had a job, obviously, back in the States for mechanical engineering, and then I had to choose between that and coming out here, but I think at the end of the day, I was talking to my brother who came out here for the recruiting trip, and we just kind of sat. I remember it was out by Brighton. We sat on the beach, and at the end of the day, we just kind of thought and said, you know what, 10 years' time, whatever it is, you're going to sit back at a desk and thinking, what if I wish I was in Australia, or just be doing the same old thing every single day. So it was more of just an opportunity to take while you're young and just kind of experience life and try something different.
Talking to young star for the Magpies, Mason Cox on RSN 927.
And was it Collingwood that made the most interest in you?
Obviously, Derek Hine, the recruiting manager here, he's one of a kind. There's no doubt. He's the best at his job. And with the facilities here at Collingwood, and at the time, Craig McCrae was the coach here that I really clicked with, and Anthony Rocca, and they were going to be the people I talked to the most. And it was just one of those things I just felt most comfortable and most at home. And, just the recruitment was great. And, it was a great experience. I just felt at home most at Collingwood. So that was the reason I chose it.
Well, fast forward to Friday night. What was the feedback from the coaching staff about your performance?
Most of it was positive. Obviously, you have a few mess-ups here and there. Giving away that 50 was pretty embarrassing, but it was mostly positive. They said you're good in the air, and you just brought it to the ground for all the little men to pick up and get goals off of. So you can't really ask too much more from the big man, and just keep producing what you're doing.
We didn't see you in the ruck, certainly around the ground on Friday night. Is that something that you'll be looking to do, or is if you're going to make a senior appearance in the near term, will it be as a permanent type forward?
I'll probably leave the option open. I'm sure I'll probably get some time on the ruck either this week, next week, or sometime soon. But I think what we wanted to do at that last game was just to try out Whitney and Brody with the forward ruck combination, and everything I think went really well, but I'm sure I'll get my time in there to be able to show I've got in the center and do that kind of work. But to be able to kind of have both options go forward and play in the rock is obviously something that's a strength of mine.
Do you enjoy that? I just wonder about learning the game, and it's okay to talk about learning the skills of the game, but learning the game sense about where to be, reading the play, is it easier as a forward, or do you find it more difficult as a ruckman to learn to read the game?
Not so much. Like, as a ruckman, you just kind of have to know certain spots at certain times with the way we're going to line up or whatever and kick outs or whatnot. But I think the forward line, whenever the ball's kind of coming to you and you have to be in the right places for right kicks and stuff, is a little bit more challenging. But being in the ruck, you just kind of feel as though you're more into the game, being able to touch the ball more often and just being around it. So, yeah, it's just kind of obviously you get all the glory being forward and kicking goals or whatever, but you kind of feel as though you're more into the game whenever you're in the ruck, being around the ball and be able to lay tackles and stuff like that.
You played 19 VFL games last year, Mason, and you averaged 22 hit-outs per game. It's okay getting a hit-out, but the other thing, the extension of that, is to hit it down a teammate's throat. Have you continued to work on that aspect of your game?
Yeah, I've been kind of doing the curve, you know, with all the skills and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's something just trying to get to the midfielders and to let them do their work. They're a lot better skill set than I am, I'm sure, with the boys in the center. But, yeah, just work on every aspect of the game, really, just get it to the boys that need it and who can do the work.
Who's been your biggest influence on your career to this point?
Oh, gosh, that was a good one. Biggest influence, coaching staff or players?
Oh, it could be either.
Oh, man. I would say players, probably Darcy Moore. He's a guy that's he came to the program same time as me, and he's got a bit of history with the footy and his family, and it's a whole different aspect for me to kind of learn where they all came from and, you know, how to handle the whole thing. And he lives just down the road from me, so it always helps to have a chat with him and sit down and just talk about life and where we're at and where we expect to be in 5 years or 10 years or whatever it may be. And just to be a bit humble about the whole experience.
Who's the coach you gravitate to?
Anthony Rock is the guy I spend the most time with. So he has me over for dinners and stuff like that. So I'm good friends with his family, and he probably knows the most about me around here.
Will you play this week against North Melbourne, Mason?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Haven't been told yet.
I have, but I don't know if we've released the team yet.
So you're playing then?
I can't say yes or no, so I'm just going to leave that one out there until they release the team.
So, I mean, this is the really interesting build-up. In terms of the feedback, obviously you're going well. Are you a chance to play round one against Sydney?
I'd like to think so if I'm healthy and if I'm still playing well. Obviously, it's not my decision. It's someone who's making a bit more money than I am and has to deal with those harder decisions. But I think if I keep playing well and just show my strengths and show what I'm good at, there's a good chance it might happen. But round one's not the end-all, be-all. There's over 20 games in a season, and just to get one is honestly a huge accomplishment. So we'll just start with one and go from there.
Mate, you've got a great attitude. We wish you all the best. It's going to be a really exciting time, and there'll be lots of fanfare, I'm sure, when you make your AFL debut, which will be at some stage. So good luck, and appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, buddy.